Air show performer Gary Miller is lost during practice for an air show. U.S. Unlimited Aerobatic Team member Chandy Clanton is lost the following day. And NASA will try again this evening to launch Endeavour. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, July 13, 2009. Organizers of Saturday's Wing Nuts fly-in in Tarkio, Missouri, faced a terrible decision, whether to go forward following the death of two scheduled performers during practice for the event. On Thursday, Gary Miller went down during a practice session in Colorado. Witnesses said the aircraft was either spiraling or spinning prior to impact. Gary was an ATP who had been flying since he was 14, taught to fly by his dad. He had over 800 hours in the T-6 and 2,500 hours total. Most recently, he made a living in aviation sales and as a corporate pilot. He was Reno race qualified and had raced for several years. He was also an ICAS member with a low-level aerobatic waiver. He's survived by wife Becky and four children, Taylor Ann, Lauren, Jeffrey, and Lindsay, ages 14 through 18. A memorial service will be held tomorrow in Hangar 7 at Centennial Airport in Englewood, Colorado. In lieu of flowers, the family requests contributions to Miller Children's College Fund. As we reported late Friday night in text form on the website, Chandy Clanton of the U.S. Unlimited Aerobatic Team went down Friday afternoon in a bean field in Tarkio. Her Edge 540 reportedly went down hard while performing what her father called aggressive maneuvers. No other confirmed accident information was available by our deadline, but the impact was said to be not survivable, and she was declared dead at the scene. She flew at the 2003 World Championships in Lakeland, Florida, where her bio reports she was the youngest female pilot. Among her other credits were multiple appearances at AirVenture. Sadly, Chandy Clanton also leaves children behind, two young sons, Harrison and Drew. ANN extends our condolences and prayers to them and to the many friends and family who are feeling her loss at this time. The show did go on Saturday at Tarkio, after what one performer described as a brief moment of silence during the pilot's briefing. Yesterday's planned launch of NASA's shuttle Endeavour was scrubbed with just minutes left in the countdown after a thunderstorm came within 20 nautical miles of the shuttle landing facility. That landing strip is a critical part of contingency plans should anything go wrong during the shuttle's climb to orbit. NASA will try again this evening at 6:51 p.m. Up next on ANN, the Arlington fly-in enjoys a successful weekend. Quantity and quality are not the same thing in fly-in crowds. And Flight Design celebrates a milestone for the CT series. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft merges the most advanced technologies from the fields of hearing science, aviation communications, and performance audio. Clarity Aloft headsets use Comply canal tips composed of soft, viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. The noise-canceling microphone is optimized for speech frequencies in high-noise environments. The low-profile headband is featherweight and comfortable. Just three reasons why you need to feel and hear the difference a Clarity Aloft stereo headset can make for you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headsets on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 13th. I'm Paul Plack. The annual Arlington fly-in wrapped up yesterday, and while it was cool and rainy, the event enjoyed spectacular weather Friday and Saturday, decent attendance, plenty of aircraft, the best showing by warbirds in years, and exceptional performances. Barbara Tolbert, executive director of the event, was a very happy lady when I caught up with her on Friday. She said whether you choose to come to her event or to others, it's important not to let the recession stop your flying.
I think it's hugely important. And I also know that it's really tough economic times. And I think in years like this, myself and all the other pilots, we have to make a decision. We know we need to fly. We need to keep our skills up. We have a need to be in the air. So we really need to think about that and maybe kind of pick where we want to go and save up our pennies and make sure we're supporting aviation and passing it on with the low resources we have the best we can.
Tom Pagini of Flight Design USA remarked that Arlington draws a very aviation-savvy crowd, and it was a very good show for aircraft manufacturers.
The overall crowd is down, which is a shame for the promoters because that's how they pay for these great shows. But even in the current economic climate, people still want to fly, and there's still a lot of interest from our core group.
Arlington is being watched as a sort of bellwether for attendance trends for the rest of the summer. We'll update you with official attendance info whenever it becomes available. Between now and Oshkosh, listen for several of our interviews from Arlington, including the full-length versions of my talks with Barb and Tom, in the Aero News special feature. Flight Design was celebrating a milestone at Arlington. Flight Design Mid-Atlantic delivered a new CTLS to Ken Griffin of Southampton, New Jersey on Wednesday that made the 300th U.S. customer delivery for the CT series. The CTLS has dual primary flight displays, is equipped for night flight by pilots with private or higher certificates, has a whole aircraft parachute as standard equipment, and is available from stock or from current production. Flight Design USA imports the CT series from Germany. The CT was one of the first light sport aircraft certified under the ASTM process. Still ahead, American Eurocopter celebrates the Big 4-0. College students with supersonic dreams spend the summer at NASA. And if working air traffic is your dream, this is your week. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing from Monday, July 13th. I'm Paul Plagg. American Eurocopter observed a milestone on Friday, its 40th anniversary, and there were no black balloons or gag gifts at this celebration in Grand Prairie, Texas. The All-American Celebration commemorated the company's achievements since 1969, when Aerospatiale and LTV Aerospace formed what was then called Vought Helicopter in Texas. The company now employs more than 750 people in the U.S., with well over 500 located in Grand Prairie and the rest at facilities in Columbus, Mississippi. The company says it generates about $740 million a year in economic impact in the U.S. and supports over 1,000 suppliers nationwide. American Eurocopter CEO Mark Paganini commented on Friday, quote, "We take pride in our U.S. heritage and the role our operations have played in our growth and leadership in the rotorcraft industry. It's been a great 40 years, and the best is yet to come," unquote. The company is a subsidiary of EADS. Since the Concorde SST was retired from service in 2003, the return of commercial air travel at speeds above Mach 1 has been a goal of designers and engineers around the world. Now, 8 college students have summer jobs at NASA, thanks to their participation in a contest to design a supersonic airliner. College students from the U.S., Japan, and India researched technology and created concepts for a supersonic passenger jet as part of a competition sponsored by the Fundamental Aeronautics Program in NASA's Aeronautics Research Mission Directorate. The resulting papers were limited to 25 pages. Designs had to be efficient, environmentally friendly, low-sonic boom commercial aircraft that could be ready for initial service by 2020. A team of undergrads from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Virginia, and a team of graduate students from the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta tied for first place in the U.S. division. A University of Tokyo undergraduate team won top honors in the non-U.S. category. There's much more detail available in the text version of the story, dated today at aero-news.net. And finally today, if you'd like to become an air traffic controller, the FAA wants to speak with you right away. The agency needs to hire an estimated 15,000 new controllers over the next decade and is throwing open the recruitment effort to the general public now through this Friday. The job announcements include vacancies for both terminal and en route controllers throughout the nation. The job openings are being advertised nationwide in newspapers, magazines, on the radio, on the federal government's job announcement website at www.usajobs.gov, and on general job search sites like Monster, CareerBuilder, and Yahoo Hot Jobs. Any qualified U.S. citizen under the age of 31 can apply. But don't dally, the opportunity is open only through this Friday. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about the frustrating persistence of avoidable, fatal stall spin accidents in airport traffic patterns and the easy math that can help avoid them. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.